Hello?
Hi, this is Alan. Sorry, we got disconnected. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I do want to let you know the call is on the recorded line. Since our call dropped, I'm just going to confirm a few things that we just talked about. You said yes, you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in a Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You said no, you haven't. No, you haven't received any assistance from any attorneys regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct? You haven't.
Correct. No, I haven't.
And you're looking to file this claim for yourself and that you are a resident of the United States. Is that all correct so
That's
far?
correct. Yes, it is.
And you said that you were diagnosed, you were injured by taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year with meningioma in the brain,
Correct.
correct?
Yes.
And that your date of diagnosis, to the best of your remembrance, was 6/13/2021, and that your date of birth is 4/22/1985. Is that all correct so far?
That's correct. Yes.
And then when you were asked earlier, do you know anyone else who was injured by that before? You said no. And then you said that you received the shots and that you consumed the name brand contraceptive Depo-Provera and that you didn't use any generic, correct?
Correct, correct.
And then you said that you used Depo-Provera for 6 years and that yes, within 1 year you confirmed that you have at least had four injections prior to diagnosis and
This
that you
is
used
correct.
Depo okay and that you used Depo-Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date and that your start date was 7/1/2014 all the way to 11/1/2020. Is that all correct so far?
Yes.
And then that your main injury is meningioma and that your gender is female and that your first name is spelled Shirley, Shirley, last name is Lopez. That's Lopez. Is that all correct so far?
That is all correct so far, yes.
Okay. And then the social that we have here is 548-85-39-59. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Then the email that we have is 420, your first and last name, Shirley Lopez, 420@gmail.com, with a phone number of 626-682-1740, which is a mobile number. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then the primary address that we have here is 1343 East Las Tunas Drive, Apartment B, San Gabriel, California, 91776.
That's correct.
And then the Depo-Provera was administered by a doctor 24 times by Dr. Angeli A. Bautista at El Monte Comprehensive Health Center at 10953 Ramona Boulevard, El Monte, California, 91731. Is that all correct so far?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. All right, now we've caught up. We're talking about the pharmacy, the CVS pharmacy. What was the name of the street? And I can find out for you.
The CVS was, let's see. Forgot which one it was. Oh yeah, the CVS, it was on San Gabriel Boulevard.
San Gabriel Boulevard. And is that in San Gabriel, California?
Yes.
Okay, so I do see a CVS pharmacy in San Gabriel at 102 North San Gabriel Boulevard, San Gabriel, California, 91775. Is that
That's the
correct?
one, yes.
Okay. All right, let me just put that down real quick. And then I see that their phone number here is 626-237-2054.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second, please. Okay. All right. Now, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI?
Actually, it was brain MRIs, blood tests, and biopsies.
Okay, so you had an MRI, correct?
Yes.
And what was the name of the diagnosing doctor?
Yeah, that was going to be Arthur Cho, MD.
Okay, Dr. Cho, MD.
Yeah, a neurosurgeon.
Okay, let me find them real quick. What's the name of the facility?
That's going to be Garfield Medical Center.
Medical Center. Oh, Dr. Cho May?
Yeah.
Or is it Arthur Cho? Or, yeah, Dr. Cho May.
Arthur Cho.
Oh, Arthur. Cho, yeah. Arthur Cho. Okay.
Yeah.
I see Dr. Arthur Cho. Okay. Let me put his name down. And it looks like the facility name is the, you said it was the Garfield Medical Center in San Gabriel?
Yeah, I believe that's what it is. Is it Monterey Park, actually?
Monterey Park. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second. I see it. Okay. Let me find the address for that. Okay, so I have Garfield Medical Center, and that's located in 525 North Garfield Avenue, Monterey Park, California, 91754. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Let me put that down here for you. And the phone number that we have here for them is the 626-573-2222.
That's correct.
And then Dr. Cho's, Dr. Cho specializes as a neurologist. Is that right?
Yeah.
A neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay. Let me make a note of that here. Neurosurgery. Okay. We're almost done.
Okay.
Okay. Now, for this following question, yes or no, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma? Okay. All right. Now, yes or no, have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes.
And what where did you receive the treatment for meningioma?
At the
the Garfield?
At the the Garfield Medical Center.
Okay. So Garfield Medical Center. And then it's asking why. What would you like me to put for that one?
Excuse me?
The reason. The reason as to why. Yes.
The reason as to what?
As to why you received the treatment for meningioma, was it to remove the tumor? Was it to...
Yes, to remove the tumor. That was the brain surgery.
Let's see. Okay. So tumor removal. And how are you feeling now? Are you okay, or is everything okay?
Yeah,
now?
I'm okay now. Yeah, I'm okay now. It's a little bit stressed out, but yeah, I'm okay now.
Well, that's totally understandable. And then as far as the treatment that you received for your meningioma, what were the types of treatment? Was it?
Yeah, there was active monitoring. I had brain surgery, and they also gave me steroids.
Active monitoring, steroids, and what was the other one?
Brain surgery.
Brain surgery, okay. All right. And then what's the name of the treating doctor? Was it also Dr. Arthur Cho?
Yes.
Or Chow? Okay.
Yes.
And it's Dr. Arthur Chow, A-R-T-H-U-R-C-H-O-U, right? Chow? Chu?
Yes. Chow. Yeah.
So I do apologize. I'm not sure how to pronounce that correctly.
Yeah, me either.
All right. Same facility, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for the following question, yes or no, do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
And were you hospitalized for meningioma?
I was.
Okay. Now, to the best of your remembrance, what date were you hospitalized for meningioma, approximately?
February 22nd, 2022 was my surgery.
Okay. And then until when would you like me, what would you like me to put?
I was hospitalized for 2 days, 2 or 3 days, and then I was
okay.
outpatient.
So, Oh, so February 22nd, and then you were
No,
hospitalized
February
two
28th,
days.
2022.
Oh, 28th. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
So February 28th, 2022, all the way to February, or would it be March?
I think it would be March, yeah, the next day, next month.
So would that be March 1st, 2020?
I believe so, yeah. 2023,
okay.
Yeah, 2022, sorry about that.
Okay. No worries. Now, for this part, it's asking for additional medical notes. You can say no if you don't have any more that you'd like to put as of right now, or you can simply add any. Did you want to add any additional medical notes at this time or no?
No.
Okay, not a problem. All right. Now, for the following question, if you could please simply answer yes or no.
Okay.
Do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
My doctors have them.
Okay, so what would you like me to put, yes or no? Do you have medical records showing meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, I do. Yes, I have them.
And would you be able to, can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both? They're just asking if you're able to do it by mail, electronically, or both.
I'm not at home right now as I'm away for business, but as soon as
right.
I get back,
so,
I could send them.
Okay. And would you be able to provide it by mail, electronically, or both?
Probably, maybe both. I would think I'd be able
both.
To do both.
Okay. And then, yes or no, do you have access to your MyChart login?
I don't know what that is.
It's the online medical electronic records.
Oh yeah,
MyChart.
No. Then I don't. Yeah, no.
Okay. Did you say no?
No. Yes.
Okay.
No is correct.
No.
Sorry.
You're okay. Not a problem. Now, for the last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Now, typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. Now, this precautions help prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Yes, it is with me.
Okay, what's the name of the contact?
Jacob Van Ash.
Is that J-A-C-O-B?
Yes. And
then
Van Ash, that's two words. First one is Van, V-A-N, and then the second one is Ash, A-S-C-H.
Okay, and then what's the phone number?
It is 626-225-5379.
I have 626-225-5379. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And what is the relationship with this emergency contact? Is it...
It's my husband.
Spouse? Okay.
Yes.
And for the email, did you want me to put your email or do you have an email for Jacob?
Yeah, mine's fine.
The 420 Shirley Lopez 420 at Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the address, I'm assuming it's the same one, right? The 1343 East Las Tunas, Apartment B, San Gabriel, California, 91776. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Give me one second. We're just waiting for the documents to load. Once this loads, I'm just going to confirm one last time, since this is legal documentation. We do have to make sure that there's no errors so that we prevent any disruptions in your claim. All right. And is it Miss or Mrs. Lopez?
Mrs.
Okay.
Oh, actually, it's just Miss Lopez because I haven't really been able to legally change my last name yet, so.
That's okay. All right. So, Ms. Lopez, I do want to confirm the spelling of your first and last name. I have Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z. Those are both your first and legal last name, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the address that we have here, let me just add the apartment B. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 1343. That's going to be East Las Tunas Drive, apartment B, San Gabriel, California, 91776. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now the phone number is 626-682-1740. And the email is 420shirleylopez420@gmail.com.
Also correct.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text and an email of the forms. Now, have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, it's going to be through DocuSign. You're going to receive a text and an email of the same exact thing. You can choose either or to proceed. Go ahead and let me know once you receive that text or email. It'll say from Alan Raimundo.
Okay, let me check.
And then I'll walk you through the process. It should take about 30 seconds.
Okay. Alan Raimundo, right? Okay.
That's correct.
Review document?
Yes, go ahead and review the documents.
Yes, I agree. Okay, I'm in the document.
Okay, go ahead and click on the first signature field. It'll prompt you to write your signature to sign and then adopt and sign. And there should be two signature fields.
Okay. There's
and then
one.
Once
Where is the other one at? I only see one.
Well, once you click next, it'll direct prompt you to the other signature
field. Okay. Yeah, I see where it did it. Okay. And then finish?
Finish. Yes. And then once you're done, I'm going to check on my end.
The agreement has been signed.
Excellent. Let me check it on my end to make sure.
Okay,
I do see your signature here. All right. Okay, so I'm going to send you a text message now. You're going to receive a text from my number. It's going to say 949. It's just saying thank you for your time and that within the next 24 to 48 business hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 214 number. This is going to be Ben Martin Law Group. Once again,
okay.
That's 24 to 40, between 24, 48 to 50, or 24 to 58 business hours. Please be on the lookout for the attorneys representing you from a call or text from a 214 number. If anyone else tries to, you know, discuss anything in regards to the Depo Rivera lawsuit, let them know that you're already working with
already
Ben
with
Martin.
An attorney.
Okay,
Ben Martin.
If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to text me from that number as well. If for whatever reason the attorneys can't get a hold of you within the next 24 to 48 or 58 hours, I will please expect a call from me from my direct line, and I'll soft transfer you to the attorney's office so that they can begin your case. Besides that, that's pretty much it. It's pretty simple. From here moving forward, if you have any further questions regarding your claim, please feel free to contact the attorney's office. They'd be able to assist you after that initial contact from them. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Shirley. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And thank you so much for your time.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.